Sound advice to keep your body and mind in perfect harmony. You're tuned in to the Dr. Steven Show. Now, here is Dr. Steven Eisenberg.
Hey, I'm Dr. Steven Eisenberg, and this is the Dr. Steven Show. This is a unique platform that gives you the opportunity to laugh, learn, and listen to the brightest minds shaping health and happiness today. How's everybody doing today? Huh? A little stressed out, maybe? It's a little wintry out there. It's raining. Everyone in California is stressed out because it's raining. Are you depressed? Maybe a little riddled with anxiety over your goals for the new year? Well, I'm going to give you a free prescription. That is right. A free prescription. Don't worry. I don't need to write it down. I don't need to call it in. You just have to ingest it via your ears. Here it goes. I just got back from an amazing trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. Ba-doom! Okay? All right? Now look. That one kills all the doctors in the Catskills. That was your joke. And that joke was a prescription. Why? Because laughter, yes, laughter, can ward off depression, relax muscles, lower your cortisol levels, which are stress hormones, and even improve memory recall. We're going to explore the amazing healing effects of laughter today with today's guest, the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker. Not only is he a gifted comedian who's performed in movies, he's a regular with Amy Poehler, TV, theater, and he's performed in front of 4 U.S. presidents. That's 4 more than I've met. I'm excited to learn about his newest platform, Laughter Heals. This is a nonprofit organization dedicated to using laughter as a healing tool. So open your hearts, open your minds, and get your funny bones ready. This is the Dr. Steven Show. We are back. We're back with the Love Master, the one, the only, the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker. Craig, thank you for being here today.
You don't know how much fun this is for me.
Tell me.
This is a beautiful set you have here. I do have one little question.
Tell me.
You know what it is.
What's that?
How'd you choose that photograph right there? I just want to know. You're posing little, like this.
Yeah.
Are you going for the
pensive? It's a little cheesy.
Is that the pensive look?
That's the... That's the GQ, Jufro. That's the... I have a Jufro, but I'm sort of... I'm sort of like a Vince Vaughn Jewy with a fro look.
So you're literally going like this as you're taking the photograph, because this is your choice. And you chose the photograph of all the ones that they had.
I did.
So they had a whole row of them for you.
And yes,
you
went, and I went, that's...
I'm going with...
That's the one I'm choosing.
I'm going with Jewy Vince Vaughn.
Jewy Vince Vaughn, pensive. Like, yes, wedding crashers. If I was the crashing a Jewish wedding...
I'm looking at this, I'm going, he actually, like, this is such a beautiful set. He actually said, that's the one.
I jumped
that's
up the
one
studio
I want to represent me, is looking far away. And we have to think of what's Dr. McDreamy thinking of. What's he dreaming of, Dr. McDreamy of San
Diego? Are you calling me dreamy?
Well, you look like you're dreaming that.
I'm dreaming of having you
all right,
on
that's
the
a good
show.
Segue.
I'm dreaming of having you on the show, the author.
Yes.
Of Love Mastered. Now, before we get really heavy into it, tell everybody, how did you come up with the Love Master character?
Oh, the character?
The character!
Well,
because
this is the opposite. This is the opposite. Mastering Love is really what it is. It's a digital journey to love and happiness.
Yes.
I'll tell you about the book in a little bit, but the Love Master...
Because that became the title of the book
it
in a way.
To, because people identify with that. They know me as that. A lot of people, my last name is Craig Shoemaker. A lot of people call me Mocker, like I'm a big mocker. I'm just a little maker. No umlaut. I'm not off the boat from Bavaria. Just a little Craig Shoemaker. But now people can't spell it, remember it. They all remember the Love Master because he's a sexual character that channels through me.
Yes.
And it all happened, you'll relate to this, in Philadelphia.
Oh.
We're 1 for 1 on that.
We're both from Philly.
2 for 2 on geek growing up.
Star Wars, of course.
I'm just assuming.
What would make you think that? Please.
Let me be a little presumptuous and think geek, right?
Yes.
Not a lot of girls.
Geek. No, no.
Third thing, the girls use the F word with you. You know what the F word is, right?
What's that?
Friend.
I was in the friend zone maybe 99% of the time.
Oh, look at you. At least you had the 1%.
I had the 1%.
What was that, somebody you begged for?
Yes.
It was also a geek. He said, let's just do this to experiment.
I was lucky,
so I can know what. You know what my experiment was?
What?
My fat friend Steiny, Rob Steinberg, his breasts were the first ones ever felt on the outside. But, you know, you wanted to see what it was going to be like because all the studs were all doing that. And on the outside, I got it, you know.
Yeah.
To this day, he goes, all right, go ahead, Copperfield. I know you're all. He had the second biggest ones, the Betsy Kirshner in eighth grade.
Man teats.
He had some moobs.
Teats.
He had some major moobs going on.
Moobs.
So anyway, I was a geek, and the girls would all use the F word, and they literally, I was 5'1 in high school, 92 pounds, no pubic hair, it was awful. I mean, the gym showers, the other guys are lathering
Speaking
up.
Speaking of pubic.
They had that going on, you know.
This.
Yeah, in 11th
this.
Grade.
Can you but, zoom you know, in on this, please?
Because back then there was no manscaping,
pubes.
By the way.
There
was no manscaping. Back then you wanted, that was manhood, and they'd be lathering it up, and I'm in there with a wall switch. You know, I'm in junior in high school with a wall switch. I'm turning on and off the lights. So anyway, I'm departing from the reason the Love Master happened.
Please.
Girls would all say, oh, Tommy's so cute. George is so hot. And I go, oh, I'll fix you up. No problem. In the meantime, I'm going, I'll give the geek a chance, baby. The Love Master, I love you so good. Your neighbor will have a smoke, baby. Oh, yeah. And that's what I did. I gave them what they wanted because it was always bad guys they wanted. They didn't want geeky.
No.
They don't want friend.
No.
They don't want let's go have some laughs. By the way, women, they always say the biggest thing they want is a sense of humor.
Yeah, right.
I've been doing comedy a long time, folks. Women are never in the front row throwing panties at me. Tell another joke, comedy boy. Talk about being cheap with your kids. You are doing it for me.
What about
they're so full of it in these surveys. Sense of humor. It means the cover of People magazine, the sexiest man alive, has never been Carrot Top or the Wayans brothers. You know, they want a sense of humor. They should go after comedians then.
Yeah, why don't they?
Right? My wife did, though. So that's all I need is one.
Wait, so the Love Master,
Love Master had many.
Was your alter ego.
Alter ego, yes.
I had an alter ego growing up.
What was yours?
It was Ivy the Spoiled Brat.
Come on, really?
No, because I was a good kid. I was a good geek.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, but I made a little tape of this little kid who would like do pranks and like phony phone calls. It was crazy, anyway.
I can't believe you didn't get a lot of action. with that, hey, I'm a director.
Note to self, change picture.
If you were in like, if you were
Jesus,
in like 10th grade and starting to ask girls to the prom, if you would have went up like this, would you like to go to the prom with me? You would have had anything you
wanted.
As friends, we'll go. You would have anything
you hear want. That? You know who you are out there. Let's go. As friends.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
we
know.
Can hold hands.
By
and
the
then
way,
we
my,
can...
my prom date,
yeah.
I asked 13 girls. Finally, I always had ones that would look good for the picture. I knew I wasn't getting any action, but I wanted to show my grandkids, look who I went to the prom with. So Linda Scott, 13th one I asked, she went with me. But then she ended up making out with Ricky Altomare in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah, but I got even with her.
Tell me.
I was on with Cindy Crawford on a, she had her television show and she had me on.
Yeah.
And she goes, wow, the Love Master, you must have had a lot of girls back then. You know, I'm 6'2 now, you know, I'm not a geek anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, you must have had a lot of girls. And I told her the story, and then I looked into the camera, and I said, well, Linda Scott, I'm here with Cindy Crawford. Where are you? And she was watching. So I finally got my revenge.
And
Ricky Altomare's wife was watching, too.
I love it.
So I got a little bit of revenge.
It always helps. It always...
So the Love Master has developed into what's strange is in real life, I really have mastered love. I'm madly in love with my wife, and I wrote a book about, it's an unusual book because a woman reached out to me on Facebook.
Yeah.
And private message. And I'm an energy guy, too. You know, I have my doctorate as well. You should call me Dr. Shu, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I call you Dr. Steve.
Dr. Shu.
Yeah. So anyway, I really have studied this and energy work and things. I will get to the laughter heals. And I just picked up a really good energy for, she's a fan, 3,000 miles away in Jersey she lives. And I would see her and her husband at shows. She says, I thought you wanted to know we're getting divorced after 30 years of marriage. And something literally came over me and said, share your pain and your story with her. Everything that I've been through in my life, including an ex-wife that's very difficult. I forgot to tell you, all my shows this year, my comedy shows, I'm back doing comedy, are benefit shows, and all proceeds go to my ex-wife. I thought it was, I'm a philanthropist. Your cover goes to her Botox. Anyway, I'm not bitter. So I wrote this book.
Yeah.
It was a response to a woman who I said, listen, I'm going to share some stuff with you. And she was not expecting this. I remember writing back. She goes, she expected a comedian. Where's the punchline?
You know, right.
People think that about comedians. We're just these myopic thinking. But no, we're obviously very creative, and it's a wellspring. And this creative sense to me responded to her in a very profound way. And we went through a journey together for a year on Facebook private message. And it turns out I was the only one she ended up revealing to.
Wow.
She didn't go to a therapist. She wasn't telling her friends. Turns out her husband was abusive, alcoholic. She never loved
him. She's opening up to you.
She opened up to me. Yeah.
And you're applying everything you've learned.
Exactly.
You're coaching her.
Exactly. Well, more than that, you know, sharing my mistakes and my rumbling,
yeah,
stumbling, and crumbling. I mean, and fumbling. I do a lot of it.
Authentic, transparent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I gave that to her in a very loving way. And I don't know her, and I had no agenda except for, hey, this is a woman who's, you know, in a really difficult situation right now, and I'm not. Although I still am with my ex-wife, I still go. I was in court a few weeks ago. Again, 10 years later. That's because it's who she is. I mean, she just has problems. And
I'm on my first.
So good for you. Hold tight.
You've met her.
I exactly. Yeah, you outpunted your coverage. Anyway, so
damn right.
The book is our exchange over a year. That's what it is, and it turns out. So it's a very conscious book. And you know, Whoopi Goldberg's on the cover there. She loves it. Dr. Drew, he's reading it for the second time. This discovery that was made that is shared, now it's shared with everyone, but it was originally shared with Leah. And I listen to these intuitions. That's what makes for a good comedian as well.
Yeah.
Just get out of your way and just listen to the intuition. And it told me, I said, you know what? She said she's never been in love and she never will because she's 50. I said, no, it's going to happen for you. You're going to find a beautiful man. And I don't want to spoil the book, but I will tell you one thing that happens.
Tell me.
My accountant friend since kindergarten used to share a cot and milk with the guy.
Yeah. milk.
I called her up and I said, you should meet this guy. He just got out of a very, very difficult marriage of his own. And now, for the first time in their lives, they're madly in love and getting married.
I love it.
Pretty wild, huh? I couldn't have written
it. I love
that.
It.
So I got out of the way to write this. I just got out of my own way and just did no thought, no agenda, no mission. I just said, you know, and there's some funny moments in it as well, some difficult things that I went through.
Yeah.
Lost a baby, you know, during this process, and she was there for that.
Mm-hmm.
I became a muse for her, but she also became an outlet for me too.
Yeah.
You know, some things you don't go to your wife with, you don't go to a therapist with, and I went to her. And just a beautiful woman, and now she's madly in love.
That's a beautiful.
She's madly in love, and to see the two of them together when I go back to Philadelphia is absolutely, it's so profound for me. It's so beautiful.
You go back to Philadelphia?
Yeah, cool now.
You go back? Where do you go?
It's the worst accent in the history. I ordered water.
Yeah, but we can do it.
I ordered water, and the waiter brought me a block of wood. You know, what's water? What's a water?
And what's
water
ice?
It's the only thing that I don't like about Philly is the accent. It's the only thing. I love everything about Philadelphia. And the weather is not the best either, but I'm just so happy to be out here. You know, ever since moving out here, though, what it does is, the other thing about Philly is there is a little bit of, you know, narrowness. You know, what do they do in the summer? I go down the shore, and they all have the same.
Stay down the Wildwood.
Well, it depends where you're from
Maybe
now.
Maybe Brigantine.
Brigantine. That's where the Jews go.
Well, yeah, and Margate.
And then the Catholics go to Sea Isle City.
Yeah, Avalon.
Avalon. Oh, that's
Avalon.
For the Catholic rich ones and also the Protestants. They go there, too.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. They have regions. And you know, Philadelphia is like, you do this, you watch Channel 6 Action News, and you have the whole thing. It's Jim Gardner. And they tune into that guy every day.
Jim O'Brien.
For 30 years.
God bless him.
Me, too. I did my report on him in college.
You did.
Yes, I did. So I was.
That's we learned I wanted, a lot
I wanted,
on the.
I wanted
Steve
to be
show.
A weatherman at one time.
It'd be great.
But now I realize what the calling was. The calling was to do comedy, to deal with some pains that I was going through.
Did you grow up with a funny family?
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah.
It was a lot of pain, and you know, we learned how to deal with things. If I told you some of the things that I grew up with, other people go, "Oh my God, that's horrible."
Tell me one thing.
And I got arrested. You know, my dad left when I was born. And something I said, wham, yeah. He was gone. He became a cult leader, running mule rides in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So he's there with
my dad lives in the Poconos.
But there you go. But they should get together.
Hey, Dad, you watching? Poconos. So,
yeah, go take a mule ride, Dad. He calls himself the king of the Poconos.
My dad.
He used to say to me, if you get over that comedy crap, you can be part of my empire. I'm the king of the Poconos. I said, oh, am I going to be prince of the Poconos? There's something to aspire to. He goes, these broads have heart. I go, I got no teeth.
Mount Airy Lodge is nice.
Exactly. He's right next to it, running the mule rides. Big, giant mules, not little burros. Yeah. These are big, giant mules.
My dad is the medical director of a prison in Pennsylvania.
Well, so he has a good job, and he has no harem. My dad had a harem. He called it his harem. Literally,
really?
One time I was getting a tour of the Poconos I was working Caesars up there, and the guys are, oh, here's your racquetball court. No, you can play your horseshoes over here. And he goes, oh, my gosh, there's A.J. Shoemaker in his harem. What's that nut doing here? It was one of these wonderful moments in my life where I could go, that's my dad. Because I hadn't seen him in years. Comes up and steals my cheese tray. So I have a very unusual life, and I got arrested when I was a real deviant, you know, when I was younger. I got arrested
you were like
when I was,
a real-life Ivy.
Yeah, when I was 13, I got arrested, and the cop says to me, how would you like to end up like one of these guys on the poster? I'm going, at least he's wanted. I'm glad you laugh. A lot of people go, oh. They do, but they don't understand. Most comedians... save like Seinfeld didn't, but you know, a lot of us, you know, you come from pain. It's a cathartic thing.
Yeah.
However, so I had all this catharsis that happened, you know, all during the comedy career. Wonderful career. Just kept going and going and just so many, obviously, you know, all the credits and everything.
Yeah.
But then something happened where a shift took place. Epiphanies, whatever you want to call them.
An aha moment.
I like to say ha-ha moment.
Ha-ha moment. I want to hear about this ha-ha moment as soon as we get back from the break. We're going to learn about Dr. Shu's aha moment, his epiphany. Ha-ha moment.
Good tease, by the way. You're good at this.
Am I a natural or what?
I love that tease.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
I try. So we'll be right back with the ha-ha moment. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. And we're back! We are back.
I'm doing your other pose.
Does that need to go?
Like you do.
I'm not Bruce Springsteen.
You're just playing Woodstock. What's up?
What's up? And we're back.
You want your jungle land now? Okay.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Dr. Steven Show. It's for the afternoon here in San Diego. And we've got Craig Shoemaker with...
What voice is this? I know you're doing Groundlings. Is this the?
That's like a DJ.
It's
like
called
a,
congested guy.
That's like a.
No, but
that's like
your guy 80s, has a cold though.
It's like a Jewy cold DJ. Hey, hey, how you doing there? All right.
I'm gonna teach you how
back
to
it.
Voices. You don't do it with phlegm.
Teach me. Everything I do is with phlegm.
Here's how you do it.
Everything I do is with phlegm. Give me a DJ.
You have to go down like this. Hi.
I used to talk like this.
No, I talk like this because everyone loves me because I went to the American Academy of Broadcasting. Today on our show, it's Craig Shoemaker. Craig, what about that laughter heals?
Back to you, Craig.
You're right. You take over the show.
All right. Thank you.
What would you like to ask? Where were we?
We were at the ha-ha moment. How you went from young, geeky kid doing the Love Master to the journey of the love... To the love mastered the book, using the wonderful relationship you created with this woman that changed both of your lives. Now tell me about...
This book, by the way, is good for anyone going through anything, especially
relationships.
It could be with your boss, it could be anything. It's because it talks about taking the high road no matter what. You know, my ex-wife accused me of like molesting my kids.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people that are doing this.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of... I'll say mostly women, because they know that they will get attention from the courts. So even though I'm happily married now and have, you know, 4 wonderful children, 2 with her, yeah, it doesn't stop because the revenge is so great.
That's
and
a
the
crazy
resentment
accusation.
Is so great. And of course it is. So I'm in there trying to defend who I am, and the courts are set up for this. So the book is about trying to take the high road with the worst conditions you could possibly have. That's the worst thing you could ever do to somebody, is accuse them of that.
It is.
Not only reputation, but how are the children going to deal with it? How are the children going to hear it in the community? If
that
they
gets
hear about
a big oy vey. That's a big oy vey.
The book.
I'm sorry you're dealing with that, but what came out of it was this.
Well, what came out of it was an absolute. I live in bliss. I live in bliss. I really do.
And I want to hear how that.
I understand how what my purpose is now.
Tell me about the ha-ha moment where this all came down. How you got the doctorate in everything.
I kept getting.
You're like a spiritual.
I kept getting these messages.
Dude, now
I kept getting these messages.
Tell me.
And you were there for the start of it. You remember you used to commute to Los Angeles. We worked in a cancer facility.
Yes.
Helping people with the laughter program.
Laughs for life. That's laughs right. for life. You know who you are out there, Freddie, G-Dub, Greg, and Warren, and Adam. Laughs for life.
That's right.
Right here.
Yeah, we started that.
Yeah.
And that told you, by the way, I have a whole, you know, I train other facilitators now, but we were the ones that started that. And what I found was people think we have ideas. And we're programmed. We're basically programmed. This is serious. This is not. And most things are serious. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, cancer.
And we also, that's got to be serious.
Yeah.
Hey, that's no laughing matter.
No.
You've got that. You've got messages of wipe the smile off your face. What are you laughing
Cancer's
at?
Cancer's no joke.
Yeah, that's no joke.
It's a hashtag.
In the meantime, in comedy, they always say K's are funny, which makes cancer very funny. Cancer? By the way, I'll give you a little secret in comedy. I'm going to tell you.
Please.
Here are the words that are funny. K, B, and P. I'm going to give you a little tip. I gave that over to you.
That's good.
Yeah, like I had a bit about getting wedding gifts. Oh, potpourri. You got double P's.
That's good.
Potpourri. That's funnier than soup tureen. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kumquat. Funny fruit.
I like that. Kumquat.
Kumquat.
JJ, we had JJ Virgin on. She did not bring a kumquat. Yeah. Next time, bring a kumquat, JJ.
Because it's funny, but you have to find the funny. So what we did was we found these patients, and I don't know if you remember this.
I remember everything.
What was worse is the caregivers. They were the ones who were pissed off at, you know, I can't laugh at this, because they have their wife there with cancer.
The patient wanted to laugh.
Because they're saying it beats the other. It sure beats the other.
Yep.
So even if it doesn't heal you, let's say it doesn't, which we'll get to.
I've got data that would differ.
Absolutely.
I've got data.
Let's just assume that your data's full of it.
Back to you.
Which I don't think it is.
All right.
I know that it's not. Let's assume that. You still want to go die laughing, don't you? Don't you want to have a pleasure on your way out of this planet?
Patch Adams talks about fun death.
Yes, exactly.
And we talked about that.
About a funeral. How about instead of a funeral, have a funeral? I did that for my friend. We had a blast. Fun in funeral.
A funeral.
But the thing is that people have these ideas that we latch on to and we hold on to them so tight. And those are all embraced by society with the news, which is always negative. You know, we talked about that
Action news.
But here's what happened in there. I remember one of my favorite patients. She brought her daughter each week. I don't know if you remember this. She brought her daughter. 12-year-old daughter. And
this
her daughter.
Was 10 years ago, by
yeah,
the
exactly.
Way.
It was 10 years
Stayed
ago.
In
and
touch.
her daughter would do these programs with us, these laffidations, these guided laffidations, which we'll get into. And I remember I had such impact as watching her daughter, who believed that she was going to lose her mother, and would show up, and here's these ridiculous adults telling her things, but they would be there laughing together. And she was the first one to really come up with the gallows humor. She wrote, she was in chemo, she wrote the 10 pluses of being bald.
Yep.
And it was hysterical.
Yeah.
Never a bad hair day.
Yeah.
like stuff like that. It's like, that is a wonderful way to look at your...
Shift it all around.
And she passed away. She's come to my shows, though. She used to come to my shows, and she passed
but
away.
She
and
went I was laughing.
And she did. And she would always
thank
me.
She made every minute count.
And she thanked me by going to the shows, too, and saying, God, this is so wonderful to live my life like this. She lived each life, each day. Yeah. She lived her life to the fullest. Yeah. And to live it to the fullest is to fill your life with laughter. So if that's, if anything you can get out of this
there's
show.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing better than laughter. There's nothing. And if people go, what about sex? I go, as long as it takes me, laughter. I'll still go with the laughter.
Can you laugh and have sex at the same time?
That's what I was getting at. One of my ha-ha moments. You're genius with your segues here. One of my ha-ha moments. Listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm in Detroit, and this couple comes up to me.
Yeah.
She comes up after they come up after the show. They say, oh, thank you so much. I was like, oh, thanks. You know, I just thought it was normal people saying you were the greatest or whatever it is. And I'm, yeah. Oh, I really do appreciate it. I said, thank you. And they go, no, really, we want to thank you.
Seriously.
We were told, you. Seriously.
No, you.
We were told we couldn't have a child.
Oh.
And she's infertile. My wife's infertile. We go to your show, and we laughed so much. And, of course, we went home, and, of course, my stupid husband tried to be the love master. And they all sound bad. They all sound like they have a cold, like you, or Kermit the Frog.
I can do a good.
Hey, it's the love master. I got a towel rack. Come on, Miss P.
Hey, so, Rainbow Connection.
Hey, not bad. Good Bullwinkle, right?
Yeah.
No. Why are there so many songs about love masters?
Yeah, but every guy tries to do love master. So they had sex after the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Are you in real estate? Is this a lot? Yeah. This ain't no short sale, baby.
So the guy does that and couldn't have a child. Baby was conceived that night after the show. Then I get a picture.
I get
a picture of another kid.
Yeah.
Goofy little kid, a baby like that, literally.
Yeah.
Conceived in the parking lot of the Brea Improv. So then I've got another ha-ha moment. I go, oh, my God, I'm like a fertility clinic here. But what happens
but
is things are loosened up. You're not, we have to have a baby.
Tight,
who the hell's going to have a baby
tight,
like this?
Restricted,
the baby's,
tight.
Even the sperm's going, I'm a little, I can't get anywhere. I can't get anywhere like this.
This is sort of like the tip.
So, yeah. So, and then our friend Michael Goldberg, who I completely bonded with, the Philadelphia guy.
I met him.
Cool Runnings, Little Giants. We always bonded in laughter. Like most good friendships, by the way,
of course,
for what you laugh about. And it's usually
my
self-deprecating.
Closest friends were
laughing. Of course. Yeah. So Golds, we're filming a Love Master movie in Arizona. His wife whispers to him, I'm ovulating. I said, Golds, do Love Master.
I'm ovulating.
And I left. It was the Eagles playing the Lions. I said, I'll go get sandwiches. You go do your thing. And baby Kayla was conceived.
Oh, my God.
At that moment. So I went, oh, my God.
The Love Master.
Now, here's where it really takes the turn.
Tell me.
Into this.
Another
where
ha-ha
we are
moment.
Today.
Yeah.
This is the biggest ha-ha moment. This was the one that really.
Pay attention.
It was the end of Craig Shoemaker about me.
Yeah.
Gold's got brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And they said, you have 3.5 months to live. This is a year and a half. Kayla was a year and a half. From that point forward, all of us said, let's make his days good ones. You know, let's really keep this.
You guys
going.
Accepted that was the truth.
Exactly.
Tough to accept. Yeah. But the powers that be said 3.5 months.
And not only that, they literally, Golds and his wife were going, don't tell us. And as they were saying, don't tell us, they're like, don't tell us, you have 3.5 months. So that becomes, you know, part of your thinking. You
the don't oncologist.
Want he didn't want to think that. So what do we have to do to shift his thinking? Because that, you know, that will manifest. That's how diseases manifest. You know, they love negative thinking. That's where diseases go, right? And your immune system is broken down, and it all starts with your head.
Yep.
So we said, Team Golds got behind him. Make him laugh. Started Laughter Heals. You started coming up and commuting. There was Golds every single time he was there.
Every time.
Participating in it. And he lived 15 years, not 15 days past that prognosis, 15 years.
15 years.
And man, did he go through trouble. Because there's things with cancer, and you know as a doctor, there's other things that happen. Blood clots.
It's
awful. You know, he had everything go wrong with him, seizures. But he lived for his daughter, and he lived to laugh. And he was in hospice a year ago.
I like that, live to laugh.
That's one of my T-shirt slogans.
I know.
Live to laugh, laugh to live. I visited him in hospice. He was in really bad shape. He was living in an old folks' home. It was just horrible to watch my friend, who looked twice my age at this time.
Yeah.
And by the way, the year before, we filmed him for the documentary. at my show, and he was doing great. He was having this recovery. His whole family was there laughing. They were all in from Philly laughing, and then he took a downward spiral, yeah. And then that was it.
Yeah, that happened.
He was in a coma in a catatonic state. You'll love this. We shot it, too. And I was so powerless over what to do. I always knew what to do with him because I knew how to make him laugh. I knew what made him happy. Phillies games, Eagles. I'd take him to games and stuff. Meanwhile, I took him to a Sixers game once. Our whole gang went. They lost by 40. Thanks, Sixers. Thanks for keeping that going. So anyway, we should have chosen a different town to come from. Anyway, he's lying there in a catatonic state. I don't even know if he knew it was me. And I said, Golds, I don't know what to do anymore. And I said, you're sitting here, you know, you're staring into space. And I said, you want me to jerk you off? I said, I've never done anybody else, but I've done myself. I'm pretty good. I've never done anybody else. And I said, and I went like this, you want me to? And I swear to God, he's in a coma. And all of a sudden he goes, and he laughed. We have it on film.
I love it.
And he died a week later. I love that man.
That is a
I love Golds. And he really.
You knew what made him laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You see, the studies show that you got to find what makes you laugh.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's different for everybody, by the way.
That's why I do something different. So there's been the studies. This is why we're doing a documentary. We need money, by the
way. Tell everybody about the documentary. Laughter Heals the Documentary.
It's about the healing powers of laughter. First of all, raising the awareness. Yeah. Plus, the movie will be funny and make you laugh because we'll get clips till the cows come home.
The movie's therapeutic. Plus, we have data.
Exactly.
And we're going to follow our actual patients.
Exactly. So that's one part of what you're being involved with. But the other thing is, I'm a big Wizard of Oz guy. I always have been. And we're going to go to the Wizard of Oz.
Put him up.
People don't realize that Dorothy is everybody's journey. That's why it's an everlasting movie. It's everyone's journey. We're all victims. She's a victim. You all see the world, you know, rose-colored glasses so far away. You go to an area with crazy nuts that go that way. When she goes down that road, what are we composed of? We're mind, body, and spirit. A lot of us work on our mind. We can finish the New York Times crossword puzzle. We're smart when we work on our mind. That's the scarecrow. Mm-hmm. And then our heart, a lot of people really physically fit, okay? But the lion is the spiritually fit. If you have all three together, you're living your life well. So what we're going to do in the movie is we're going to go to the scientists to talk about what laughter does to your brain. You know, you're familiar with it, the synapses and everything in the cortex. That's stuff for you to cover. I have my doctorate not in that. So anyway...
I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Then the Tin Man?
Yeah.
That's the heart. That's the physicians. We're going to interview physicians and talk to the Tin Man. And then the spirit will talk to the Deepak Chopras of the world, the comedians, and talk about what laughter does to your spirit and your soul. And it enriches
That's indisputable.
It's indisputable. And they always say laughter is the best medicine. Well, let's show it. And here's how we'll show it.
We're proving it right now.
We'll prove it.
It starts today.
We'll prove it. In the movie, we're going to take 7 patients with various illnesses, take them through your place that you built.
Yeah.
You built inspired by our work together.
It was.
And you went off and you did your thing and I didn't talk to you for years. And you went off and did your thing. I went off and did my thing. And now we're together.
We kidbits a little.
We're going to take
now it starts.
The 7 patients with various illnesses and you will monitor the results. And for the first time, you will see we're going to put them through laughadations. We're going to put them only in front of fun things. No
that
more,
they
no
find
more
funny.
Toxic. No more toxic. Yeah, it's all subjective.
No.
I was about to say.
5 alarm fire today. I was about to say this. The news.
It is the regular news. Nothing against Patch Adams. Nothing against Norman Cousins. But those, especially Patch Adams, if someone showed up in my bed, my hospital bed, with clown outfit.
You're having a nightmare?
I would pull the tubes out.
Some people are afraid of clowns.
Exactly. Yeah. They're afraid of clowns.
Yeah, so not everyone.
That's when I came up with the guided laphidation. So if you know how to meditate... We all know how to do that, right?
Yeah.
You can laughidate. All you do is you choose to laugh. And then I add in, when you want me to do it, I will take you through a guided laughidation when you have time. I don't know how much time you have.
We have time for a guided laughidation.
But what it is you are literally choosing, like you do meditation to be spiritually conscious. You're doing this to break through so many things through laughter. And then you're also releasing those endorphins in your body and all those healing elements that take place. You're doing it all at the same time by the guided laughidation, just by making the choice. So that's the program that we developed at the cancer facility, WeSpark in the Valley. and Golds was there for all of it. And now we're extending it into the documentary. And for the first time ever, you hear about it with Patch Adams and Norman Cousins, but now we're going to see the results. You will
definitive
be the doctor.
Evidence.
You will be going, oh my God, your blood work. It's unbelievable. Look at this. You
for
lost
God's
weight.
Sakes, I've never seen
you
blood work like this.
Weight, you lose weight. It's a great diet to laugh. And you know, if you laugh more, you're going to lose weight.
Here's some data.
Yeah.
A Vanderbilt University study estimated that just 10 to 15 minutes of laughter a day can burn up to 40 calories.
That's right.
Meanwhile, a University of Maryland study found that a sense of humor can protect against heart disease. Lower cortisol, lower stress. Now get this, Craig. I'm putting on my voice again. After 20 minutes, they had two different groups at Loma Linda University.
Yes, Dr. Burke.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Burke will be in our film, too.
Don't call me.
Somebody's right. Calling you?
During the show. Listen to this.
I wish you answered and said, this is a bunch of crap. And then we take them through a lapidation.
After 20 minutes, there are two groups. One group had humor intervention. One group didn't. They were looking at memory. 20 healthy older adults in their 60s and 70s measuring their stress levels and short-term memory. One group was asked to sit quietly, not talking, reading, or using their cell phones while the other group watched funny videos.
Yes.
After 20 minutes, participants gave saliva samples and took a short memory test. And I'll tell you what, the humor group performed much higher. Stop!
Who is it? They called twice. The pharmacy?
Was that
a pharmacy?
Group, yes.
I just saw pharmacy.
Yes, yes.
You know why they're calling?
Why?
Because we have a natural pharmacy within us. They're jealous.
Yes.
They're jealous.
The endorphins. Listen to this.
That's why they're calling.
Listen to this.
They want you to
go. You are the love master.
Get the
participants who viewed the funny videos had a much higher improvement in memory recall, 43.6% compared to 20.3% in the non-humor group.
It's endless. These studies are endless.
Your T-cells
will all
are
be in
stimulated.
The absolutely.
The endorphins are released.
Your lungs. How about your lungs?
You're expanding your lungs.
Exactly.
Your diaphragm is moving up and down.
Exactly.
I think every system of the body is affected positively.
There's not a question
blood
about
flow.
But the reason we need the documentary is
proof.
What do we see on television every day? We see the proof of the other, that we need. You know, it's amazing. If you watch the news, they get you upset. Stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the drug company sponsors the news that handles the anxiety they just gave you.
Right. Exactly.
Right. With the side effects.
Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, the erectile dysfunction.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's loss of hearing?
Yeah.
Is it really worth the risk one night of good sex you can't hear anymore?
Yeah. Right. Anal leakage. They talk about anal leakage.
You know. I mean, all those side effects. Is it even worth it? But guess what? There's no bad side effect to laughter except for a sore face and sore abs. I've heard that before. I should charge aerobics fees. I do a long show. but it's amazing to me what happens. But the laughidation, you let me know.
I want
to
do it right now. We're going to end the show with a guided laughidation.
Okay, I was ready for another break. But no other break? You want to do a laughidation?
We're doing a guided laughidation. Right now, to end the show.
We're going to end the show?
We're going to end the show.
More to talk about. Jeez,
we're going
to
end the show.
I didn't even cover everything. Go to my website.
Where can we find
my retreat?
Oh, jeez. The retreat.
You were about to cuss your ass off.
No. Everybody, if you are moved and touched and inspired today, come and spend a weekend with the Love Master and myself and Michael Beckwith.
Michael Beckwith from The Secret. We have two guys from The Secret.
Two.
The movie The Secret. Two conducting workshops, speaking. What we're doing is one of my goals.
It's a retreat.
A retreat.
Enlightened Up Retreat.
Enlightened Up Retreat, or you can go to CraigShoemaker.com. You'll find out all about it. It includes food, workshops, individual
comedy
work. And that's the thing. We're blending it with all famous, beautiful, great comedians.
Yeah.
So you're having a whole weekend of laughter and wellness. So I want to combine
the
two. Isn't it amazing?
I love that.
And it's never been done before. So we're doing this
in here,
Rancho Bernardo Inn for a weekend.
It's a beautiful
March
place
19th,
in San Diego. You can come from all over the world.
And that's the thing. Yeah.
We put you up.
Put you up. Food, everything.
We feed you.
Yoga, nutrition. We have nutrition experts. We have everybody coming in for your wellness. So my goal is this. I've been in the spiritual community. I don't even like the word because people think woo woo woo.
Yeah, it's not woo woo.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, I hear
it's a consciousness. Yeah. It's consciousness evolution. We all want to get better, don't
we? Of
course. Wouldn't that be a wonderful goal to get better instead of going backwards and believing in all these boogeymen that are out there? You know, when I was growing up and we were growing up, it was the communists were coming after us. Now it's ISIS. Oh, they're all going to come after us. No, that's who they want you to believe because they want you stressed out because then you're going to get behind their cause. All their causes of, you know, military spending, drug spending, and all that stuff, all the corporations.
So stressed out, you're on meds.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. We're all on meds. It's so fast, they put you on meds. There's nobody doing laughter programs. So we're going to do a laughter program.
Yes, there is.
One of my goals is is to take that world of the LOHAS, the health and sustainability, and take that world of the Deepak Chopras and stuff. Now, here's the thing. A lot of them are too serious. They think you got to sit on a rock in Sedona in a lotus position.
Yeah.
So my goal is...
I agree.
Now, you got the world of comedy. A lot of cynical people in the comedy world. So I want to build a bridge from the woo-woos to the ha-has.
That's great.
The woo-woo people to the ha-ha people.
Well, where do the doctors and the medical community... They come in. They fit in.
You need both. You guys are sick.
Yes. When we come back.
One of the things I talk to in Laughter Heals is I talk to doctors about their bedside manner. You know, even look at what you give, even the chemo, they need to rename these things. Everything's auxin.
Yeah.
You know what I said?
That's
one's called the Red Death.
I know. The Adriamycin.
Why don't you call it Santa Claus?
Yeah. Or Happy Juice.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's red.
Like that.
Ho, ho, ho. You'll feel better. I mean, even renaming the things. You guys, the doctors need to work on this stuff. You need to make the conditions better. People have more of a will to live and have a happy life. We're supposed to pursue happiness in this country. That's what our big right is. And yet most people are pursuing the opposite. So our weekend of retreat, we will give you the tools. You're going to walk away having the most beautiful, breathtaking weekend in a beautiful area. And just have fun, have a community, build this community together.
Yes.
You know, one at a time, you and me start it, and then we build it out from there. So
they
can
find out about this at Enlightened Up.
Or CraigShoemaker.com.
Yes, CraigShoemaker.com and EnlightenedUpRetreat.com. Now, we're going to end the show with a very special thing that I don't think has ever been seen on television, which is a guided laughadation.
Okay, here's how we do it. You do it at home, too, okay?
Follow along.
Now, we all know laughter is contagious. Yeah. And it really is.
I know.
Have you ever been like in a bad situation? Like I was at this wedding once and something was going on and it was like forbidden to laugh or funerals. And then I see my friend's shoulder doing this. He's ahead of me. And I'm going, you know, you're just dying.
You can't stop.
You just want to bust one out. And then you see him holding it in and you're holding it in. And then you see each other gyrating. It's contagious. Laughter is contagious. It's literally contagious. So that's the premise behind when we do these groups of guided laughadation. We start with, take a breath in. We'll have to do a shortened version, obviously.
Yes, shortened.
And then we just let out a ha.
Ha.
And by the way, ha is a very spiritual word.
It is.
Buddha, Allah, Amen.
Baruch Ata.
It's always, it's a cleansing breath.
Yeah.
It's cleansing. We need to cleanse.
Shalom.
Exactly. So we let out a ha. There you go. And by the way, faking it works too.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. And by the way, you end up not faking it because you end up laughing at the person next to you how stupid it is. So you start laughing. Like that. Now here's what I throw in. I want to see you do a couple of these. You throw in a condition or an obstacle that's preventing you from living a really happy life, right?
Yeah.
Like what my ex-wife has us back in court. I know the judge wears a robe so much I think I should have a loofah.
I'm an oncologist. I have to tell people that they're dying. Every day.
You're the real good news guy. I can't wait to see you, Grim Reaper.
You don't want a song from me. Everyone says, hey, how you doing? I don't want your damn song. I don't want your damn song.
Shove that guitar up here. Easter. Yeah. Here you go. I'm coming in with a song. This will be a funeral dirge.
I'm not faking it. What am I looking at? What? Maybe I put that on. Wait. Maybe I put that on to get laughter.
That would make
zoom
me
in
laugh.
On the
that would make
zoom
me laugh.
In on the picture right there. Zoom
so,
in on that.
So here's the
what
thing.
What the F?
We did a shortened we did a shortened version. Now I just want now.
But I was real at the end.
Exactly. I always ask people take a breath.
Oh God.
Now check in with yourself. What's
I
going
feel
on?
Great.
With, yeah. Well, what's going on? It's pulsing.
It's
your heart is going.
It's light.
It's light. And you take all these dark moments. And
my
by the
pulse
way,
feels I, good. Topol, Eric Topol would be happy. My
I've
pulse
talked
is
about
coming down.
All.
It's good for your heart to laugh.
Conditions that so many of us are under. You know, I have Crohn's disease. I don't have it anymore. It's supposed to be incurable. Cured myself of it.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. I don't have it anymore.
Supposed to be.
But I don't accept whatever they say my conditions are.
No.
You don't accept them.
No.
Because that's what their world is, because they live in a world of fear. Laughter cuts through fear. Fear is just false evidence appearing real.
Yep.
It's never real. It's just it's the appearance of it being real because we've been so bombarded with certain messages.
Yeah.
So we cut through the messages and we realize it's all meaningless. We're just on this ride for a little bit. You might as well have a good time.
Yeah.
So that's what that stuff does. You know, that's too serious. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Just laugh at it because it's all about what it is today anyway. It's just for today.
What we're doing is starting a movement.
And that's what I want to start, a laughter movement, laughter healing movement.
It is.
Starts right
it's
here.
It's a movement.
What do you have, three people watching? It starts with three. And by the way, I'm including the crew.
It starts with one.
I included the crew.
It starts with one. And we are, and now, I want you to join the laughter movement. Go to laughterheals.com. Go to craigshoemaker.com. I want to thank you for being here today.
That went fast.
I love you.
I love you too, bro.
Man. All right. This is great.
Yes, awesome, man.
Thank you
Keep
for coming. Come back next week, everybody. And thank you for joining us.
Look how
on...
Lucy looks, folks. Thanks look at him
for...
last week's show.
Look at me.
You should have a still of him last week and this week. Look at him. He's
glowing.
He's got color in his face and everything.
I'm glowing.
He's glowing.
It's not the makeup.
He doesn't need the teleprompter anymore.
Ah, screw the teleprompter.
Hey, he's going
Wait,
crazy.
Wait, give me a little more Philly on the way out.
Oh, come on
now. Come back next week. Tell him to come back next week.
You all come back now for the Steven Eisenberg show. It's going to kill you, I'm telling you.
It's the Dr. Steven show.
No, you're doing New
Not
York.
Not Steven Eisenberg. It's a little Jewy sounding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Give me one with the doc. Come back next week for the Dr. Steven show.
Come back next week.
That better be a wide-angle lens for the Love Master, baby. Oh, yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
There's a doctor named Steven Eisenberg down San Diego way. He's got a didgeridoo, and man, you gotta hear him play. When his patients come in for chemo, he knows they'll be upset. He picks up that didgeridoo and plays music they can't forget. Dr. Steven Eisenberg, Dr. Steven Eisenberg. Doctor knows that music can soothe the soul. Let me tell you, Dr. Steven's got it all under control. The people he sees are sick, but he sees their humanity. Let me tell you, Dr. Steven has earned his medical degree. Dr. Steven Eisenberg.